Jenny Lynn Holmes is here from Catholic Charities, and a very good morning to you, Jenny Lynn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad, always glad to have you back. And let's talk about the dispersal of the homeless, sort of encampment, and a lot of cars and vehicles and RVs that were dispersed at Corporate Center in Santa Rosa. And how did that go?
Yeah, so the encampment has no longer centered in the Corporate Center area. They have definitely moved to different parts of our community. Catholic Charities and our outreach team is still working really closely with several of the individuals who are still engaged with us. When we were working with them in the encampment, we created, you know, transition plans and offered different types of assistance. And now we're kind of following up with people across, you know, the different parts of the city and the county to continue that plan and to continue the, you know, pathway of finding them housing.
And you had pretty good success in terms of the number of people at that time who were, you know, who were willing to become a part of a different kind of lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, overwhelmingly, the people we talk to really do want housing. I think the actual official number from the census count is over 90%, if offered a permanent home, would take it. The biggest problem we have in our community, though, is the lack of housing, and in particular, the lack of affordable housing, especially, you know, reeling still from the fires a year ago in the housing market it's kind of created.
And as you may have heard, we were just talking to Efren Correa from Burbank Housing about some of the residents from Journey's End Mobile Home and talking about that next cutoff for Sonoma County, which is the 18-month mark after the fire when a lot of benefits run out and a lot of money runs out and arrangements have to be made. What's the expectation on your part about what's going to happen here at that mark?
Well, we're obviously very concerned about it and doing some advocacy around trying to get extensions, especially because of the just magnitude of this disaster and, you know, the sheer number of people who've been displaced. So, you know, our hope is that we can, you know, our advocacy will pay off and seeing what we can do from that standpoint. But unfortunately, even with the potential of maybe getting an extension or being able to place everybody, we still predict that there is probably going to be kind of an increase in homelessness, not only from people directly displaced by the fire, but now being secondarily displaced with just the housing market it's created.
Yeah.
We're worried about seeing an infusion of first-time homelessness in our community over the next year.
Yeah. Yeah, I know we thought and we hoped, you know, at our final containment day last year of the fires that that the rest would be easier, but that's not necessarily true. So
the ripple effects are difficult.
yeah, and some unknown, as we've been finding out over the course of the last year, there's some stuff that's happening that we didn't anticipate happening. So who knows what's next, but I know there are plans being made. And let me ask you this, in terms of Catholic Charities, are you getting enough support? Because it seems like it would be necessary for you to increase your staff.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the hard part about kind of the long-term recovery piece is the ripple effects are difficult. We're dealing with things we never expected we'd have to deal with. And, you know, a lot of people in our community don't realize there's still a huge need and a huge group of people who still haven't been, you know, had their solutions figured out yet since the fire. And so that makes it hard. I will say, you know, we're fortunately working with a larger collaborative of nonprofits working to kind of, you know, create services that help people who are affected by the fire. And Catholic Charities has taken a strong lead with some of the disaster case management and some of the work we're doing with our long-term recovery group and, you know, looking forward to continuing that work. But, I mean, the journey of restoring some of these individuals to where they were prior to the fire, we're looking at a 3 to 5 year journey.
Yeah, and I think that's optimistic.
I think it is optimistic too.
Yeah, as I hope that's true, and I hope we both stand at the end of that date and start applauding the success of it all. But it is going to be, because you know it became clear pretty quickly after the fires that so many of our nonprofits were going to be struggling because of a number of issues, including the fact that a lot of fundraising efforts were not able to take place after the fires. But that, I think, is going to become more and more of an emergent problem, because you're the folks that we, you know, trust and entrust with taking care of everybody around here. And we have to make sure that organizations like yours are taken care of as well. I think that's going to be a big part of what the community ought to be doing over the course of the next year.
You said it better than I ever could.
But you're
absolutely right.
Yeah,
it's a long-term struggle, and I can't tell you. It's interesting. People say, "Oh, there's still people who are displaced from the fire." It's fascinating that people don't seem to realize the sheer loss and the volume of the loss that happened in our community, and the people who are still struggling, especially our lower income population, and you know, people like the residents who were displaced from Journey's End and so on and so forth. They're still not sure what they're going to do.
And the borderline folks who, as you say, first time, you know, potential first time homeless people that may not be there now, but could easily be there with any change of circumstance. We talk about this every time we talk, I think, Jenny Lynn, and I keep wanting to bring it up because I feel like it's inevitable. Permanent homeless encampment. There's much controversy about it for many reasons, but are we inching closer to that inevitability?
You know, I'm not totally sure. I think some of that will play out with, you know, the election and what happens with certain measure N and some of the individuals who are passionate about this getting elected. So I think from a policy standpoint, you know, some of that will be told over the next couple of months. But you know, anything we do that is looking at fixing things on an interim measurement will not be helpful if we're not also aggressively pursuing the pursuit of housing and building housing for people experiencing homelessness. Because you know, if you're just creating encampments but not also creating the housing we need to get people out of the encampments, you're ultimately telling these people, this is the best we're going to do for you right now. We have to pursue parallel paths, both how do we deal with the situation as it is right now, but also how do we deal with the real solution and create housing and equity for these individuals who've been displaced for years.
That's quite a balancing act, isn't it?
It's not easy, and building housing is not easy. And, you know, my hope is, you know, something like Measure N is going to pass, and we'll see some infusion of dollars to help get a little bit more aggressive. But, you know, a lot of things have to happen to really build the housing we need, not only for what happened in October, but even for the people who were displaced prior to that.
And for the people who are going to find themselves potentially in that situation over the course of the next 6 months, year, 2 years, especially that. Well, I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time and a lot of energy on making sure that nonprofits like Catholic Charities can continue to operate, and you, who are so well versed in this important issue, are able to continue your good work. That's going to be my goal over the next year.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that, and we will definitely need that help.
Yes, and because we definitely need yours. It's a very symbiotic relationship. And Jenny Lynn, thanks so much for being here this morning. I know we'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Pat.
All right, that's Jenny Lynn Holmes from Catholic Charities. And seriously, that's going to be one of my big pushes, is making sure that nonprofits are supported throughout the course of the next year, because we need them as much as they need our support.